Monmouth's going to keep the offense on the field on fourth down and one. Devin Lawrence back in the Monmouth backfield. He lines up behind Dykus in the pistol formation. Chicago with a four-man front. Takes a snap, give to Lawrence, straight ahead run, drops his head. Did he get enough for the first down? Chicago says no. And we'll see where they spot it down. So they're going to ask for, nope, they're going to give him a first down. So they're going to say first down for Monmouth. Lawrence just got enough on that fourth down and one run to move the chains for the Scots and keep this drive alive up to the 36-yard line now in Chicago territory. First down, Dykus. Give to Lawrence, running left, cuts back to his right, gets inside the 35, stacked up at about the 34-yard line. Second down. Picks up one, maybe two on the first down run, brings up second down at 8.
You know, we talked about before the game, too, the problems that Monmouth has seen at quarterback. And as you've seen in these past couple of plays specifically, they've been relying on the run game a lot in this drive. Whether it be a couple of 3 or 4 yard gains or they knock off an 8 or 9 yard one, that's really helped them move downfield on this drive.
Brennan White, a senior out of Verdon, Illinois, started the first 5 games of the campaign. Now Boyer's going to throw on play action, underthrows his man, but Urez comes back for the football and makes the catch inside the 5-yard line. Boyer on play action, under through, but Urez was wide open behind the Chicago defense, had some room to come back for the football, make the catch, and now first down and goal to go for Monmouth. And this is a ball club that inside the red zone is money. 92.3% inside the red zone of the Scots, 12 of 13, but only 6 have resulted in touchdowns. So goal to go from the 4 on first down. Handoff is to Lawrence. He's hit in the backfield, changes direction to the right side. He's going to look to turn the corner to the 5 and walk into the end zone. He was hit in the backfield, stayed on his feet, came all the way back against the grain and found pay dirt. And the Scots draw first blood here this afternoon and take a 6-0 lead with 8:51 to play before halftime. So Lawrence from 4 yards out, his 4th touchdown of the campaign rushing. And Joey Beal on for the PAT. 13 of 14 this year. Alex Kamel, the snapper. Snap, spot. Kick is up and the kick is good. So Beal puts it right through. 7-0 Monmouth. And Monmouth takes a 7-0 lead with 8:51 to play in the second quarter here at Stagg Field in Chicago.
Well, the 2 key plays on that last drive from Monmouth were the 2 that you just saw. The first, the pass downfield on play action. UChicago playing a zone downfield. They had 4 guys blanketing that area, but yet the receiver came back. The ball was underthrown by Boyer, and the catch was made. So that should be a recipe for success if you're a defense, and instead it wasn't. And then the run there by Lawrence. I mean, it's hard to defend somebody like that where you hit him in the backfield. It could have been a loss. He decides to stay up, turn around, reverse direction, and score the touchdown. That's just pure talent on Lawrence's part. But either way, those 2 plays really served as daggers for UChicago on that drive. They need to come back right now strong and put up some points offensively.
Back out to kick for Monmouth, number 3, Joey Beal.
Big opportunity for Chicago now to answer the opening salvo thrown by the Scots here this afternoon. Winner of this game, the inside track to play for the Midwest Conference Championship is the representative for the South Division as the ball blows off the tee at the 35. As Joey Beal goes to replace it. 8:51 to play before halftime. Chicago now trailing 7-0. Monmouth. The solid drive to get on the scoreboard first. And now we'll see Chicago's response offensively. Gabe Solis, Mike Martinson back deep to receive for Chicago inside their own 5. Beal checks the line. Here's the left-footed approach. High end-over-end kick. It's going to be taken by Solis up at the 10, between the hashes to the 15, tripped up across the 20 out to the 21-yard line. Good tackle in space as Solis thought he had a gap, but he was tripped up the last minute by Nick Myler, the 5'11 senior defensive back out of Galesburg, Illinois. In Chicago now, first down and 10 from their own 23-yard line. So Kobian back out, a perfect 4-0 and starts this year. He has Vittorio Tricasi lined up behind him in the pistol. Play action pass, Kobian to the keeper to the right side. He's going to be gang tackled back at the 20. It's going to be a loss of two or three on the play as Monmouth sniffed that play out right from the snap of the football.
Loss on the play.
Actually, they'll give him the 21, so
loss of
about a yard and a half here. Brings up second down and 11. Kobian out of the gun. Gets Dylan Fares in motion right to left. Now Tricasi on the carry. Tries to bounce off a tackle. And Monmouth with great penetration on the left-hand side of the line, just ball hawking. And now a long third down upcoming for Chicago. Great penetration on that far side. Aubrey Vaughn, one of the first ones, the junior out of Bourbon A, with his 26th tackle of the campaign for the Scots.
And this is what we talked about before the game. Monmouth giving up just 2.5 yards per rush on average. It's up to you, Chicago, to overcome that, because rushing, obviously, is a big part of the Maroons' offense.
Twins to both sides for Kobian on third down and 12. It's going to be a draw play. Has some space. Turns up field. Wrapped up across the 30 to the 31, awfully close to the sticks. We'll see where they spot the football. I think he's going to be shy. They're going to spot it down just shy of the 32, and that's going to bring up fourth down. So fourth down at about a yard and a half, and the punt team will come on.
That was a tough drive for UChicago, and that's the UChicago offense you're going to see when their run game is stifled. UChicago depends on the run game to gain 5 or 6 yards at a time, then set up Marco Kobian for a short pass to move the sticks. On that drive, the run game did nothing. Kobian had a nice draw there on third down that did not gain the first down. And now UChicago has to punt.
So Euler on to punt. It's going to be a short spiral kick. Graham takes it back and it's 26, and he's hit immediately right there. Dylan Fares comes down and makes the hit to swallow up Graham. No return on the play. And Monmouth will look to extend their lead. They lead it 7-0 with 6:50 to play here in the second quarter.